There's no doubt we're going to amass massive amounts of gold and copper resources, but the tipping point, the thing that's going to make Torque special, is if we can find that grade.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
And welcome. This is Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz, and we are getting a sponsor update from Torque Resources CEO and Chair, Sean Wallace. And we've been looking forward to this for a while. Sean, the pace at Torque has continued to accelerate. It announced a couple of days ago that drilling is going to commence at the Santa Cecilia Gold Copper Project, major milestone. You've outlined a 14-month, 15,000-meter, fully financed program. Can you give us a peek under the tent what we're looking at here?
Sure. You know, and thanks, Carrie, for having me today. And it's a very exciting moment for our company. We've been working for years. As you know, we've been on here talking to you. And we had Santa Cecilia. We acquired it. Then we got the social license. And now we've managed to finance it. We have Goldfields coming in. But really, the last few days, this is a very internally, we're extremely excited because this is what we've been working for all this time, is to get the opportunity to go in and drill the Santa Cecilia project and see what's going to happen. So you're correct. We're going to start drilling now, and we're going to drill until the winter stops us because we don't want to hemorrhage money through the Chilean winter. They are on the opposite schedule to us up here in North America at the 49th parallel. And so we're going to drill there till the snow comes. I can't tell you when that's going to be. This old Mother Nature will figure that out for us. Then we're going to go down to Margarita, our other project, drill there, and then come back in the autumn to Santa Cecilia. So what investors can look forward to from our company is news and drilling news on these two very exciting projects between now and next May. We'll be drilling, probably more or less the entire time.
All right. So the money is going in the ground where it's supposed to go.
That's right. I mean, so far we've been spending it getting ready to put it in the ground. Now we can get it where it really belongs.
Right. And it appears there's a porphyry system in place there.
We believe there's about four or five porphyry systems, potential causative intrusions. And those are the things that bring the grade. That's what makes the deposit. So we're very excited to go sort of hunt that down on this project. All the detailed targeting work we've done has just led us to believe that this has a lot more prospectivity than we had originally believed when we made the acquisition. So we're just over the moon.
It could be the showpiece of Torque. I mean, Margarita is pretty amazing too, but this could really be what puts you over the top.
I believe it could. It certainly has that potential.
Right. And the last drill results you looked at there took place, I think, in 2012.
Yeah, the underlying owner had drilled a couple holes just to prove the concept that the porphyry was there. This project had originally been more extensively explored back in the 88-90 range, looking for high-grade epithermal close-to-surface gold. And the company that worked that at the time missed that the porphyries were there. You can't blame them because they didn't know to look. But after that time, between 90 and, say, 2012, you had the discovery of the Caspiche and Cerro Casale deposits, which is total somewhere around 50 million ounces of gold and 16 billion pounds of copper, something in that neighborhood. And that's one by Barrick and Newmont in the Norte Abierto joint venture now, and that's what surround us. 2012, the underlying owner self-funded a drill hole, and then subsequently, kind of in reverse order, but you get to do that when you're private, a drill hole that got us 925 meters of almost 0.5% copper equivalent, which is awesome. Great, something to follow up on, but that's not the main show. We're going to look for better grade than that. But the fact that that's there, that kind of girth, that kind of pervasive mineralization, is all we needed to substantiate the acquisition we made and all the efforts that we put into getting this up and running.
Yeah, and you made that acquisition a while ago, but you really hit the ground running. You haven't wasted any time here in spite of all the global health concerns and turmoil and everything else.
Yeah, certainly hasn't been without its challenges, mostly external to the project. You know, if we were in a normal world, which we certainly aren't right now, I think we could have done it more quickly. But, you know, you can't really slow down. You can't really speed up the science and the process to make good decisions. So I think while COVID and other things have made travel difficult, fortunately for us, our Chilean team that, you know, the bulk of our work here is done by Chileans. So they're in Chile. We didn't have those travel encumbering us as much as it would have if we had to use Canadians, as I've had to in many other foreign jurisdictions. It's one of the reasons we love Chile. The people down there can do it as well as we can or better.
That's reassuring. And the first two drill holes at Cerro del Medio target a little. How do we come about those two targets there?
Well, all the data that was pushing us to the east, we feel that the porphyry is going to come closer to surface there. We feel that that's where the grade is going to improve. That's where that causative intrusion, that part of the porphyry system that we're hunting for, could exist. And the drill will tell us if we're correct or not. We're really, you know, using all the science that we can to make the best decisions possible. Every data point, every drill hole, every bit of work we do helps to, well, either disproves that theorem or proves it. And so, and then we move on from there. It is an iterative process with Mother Earth.
Yeah, a lot of trial and error takes place, and hopefully you find the right spot. Now, you're immediately adjacent to the Norte Abierto project held by Newmont Barrick, as you mentioned, and the geological system here looks to be an analog to that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be ridiculous to believe that it's not part of the same system, the same geological events. I mean, the whole belt, really, you can see there's about 4,000 meters. This is where all the deposits are, the whole way up the belt. There's a lot of similarities, but each intrusion will have bring different grades, different sweet spots, different. We're really hoping that, you know we have a huge mineralized system. We just have to sort of poke away into it and find where the good stuff is there. And so there's no doubt we're going to amass massive amounts of gold and copper resources. But the tipping point, the thing that's going to make Torque special, is if we can find that grade.
And I would mention that clearly it's not shown in the current share price, the appreciation for that.
No, I don't think you're seeing, a lot of the companies I follow, and, you know, including ours, you're not seeing a lot. I've seen a lot of really good things happen here, and it's not necessarily reflected in share prices. But, that's our job. We're going to work hard to do that. We've recently completed a financing. The company is relatively new. We managed to add some really good institutional shareholders. It's one of the things we were lacking on our register. So the recent financing allowed us to start to put some good names on the register and get the right people following us.
Right. And of course, you got the cash to pay for the exploration that you're about to undertake.
100%. I mean, at the end of the day, it's incumbent upon us as management of this junior team to come up with these great ideas, but then to also be able to monetize them for the investors. And, drilling holes is the only way I know to really do that. You know, people give us money, so we go find metal, and so we're going to go find metal.
Live or die by the drill. 100%. So obviously, you're adjacent to Newmont Barrick, and they're going to be following this closely.
I would if I were them.
Any feedback from them or any?
Not really. No, we've got, like you said, we've got Goldfields as a major shareholder. We've got a number of CAs, which obviously by the virtue of a confidentiality agreement, I can't discuss them. But I can tell you, I'll characterize it this way for you, Kerry. What you see lacking in response in, say, the stock market, the very schizophrenic market we're in right now, we're seeing a much more measured response from major mining companies, and we've toured a few of them already, and the interest is very high. So people who actually know what we're doing and understand what we're doing and where it can make a fundamental change for them are aggressively pursuing us. So if we can get the stock market to do similarly, I think we'll all be quite happy.
Yeah, you know, I've asked you the question before, and it goes back to it again. The people who know, the majors, they are following you so closely. And yet, like you said, the market's schizophrenic. The retail has all but given up here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a real market psychology guy, but I can see, investors are, they're worrying about inflation. They're worrying about, their Bitcoin's worth half. There are all these other competing sort of sexy stories or stories that can create that sort of quantum growth, a lot of people, that's been tempered. You know, the weed stuff up here in Canada got nailed. And, you know, so that some of this, the so-called sort of like easy money sort of stuff, which doesn't feel easy to us, but certainly we provide that sort of an opportunity where you can, you know, something can go up 10 times its value. People are a little bit gun shy for that stuff in a current environment. I think the risk appetite is lower. But for the major mining companies, what we have is fundamental to their growth. And projects like Santa Cecilia now are so rare and special. And the majors know these are the kind of projects that can create 50 years worth of production for them or 70 years of production, like big, long life mines that produce a lot of metal. That has a fundamental impact on their balance sheet. And so therefore they must pay attention to this.
And the interesting thing is the end users, the heavy users of these battery metals, of which copper, of course, is one, or EV.
Copper is the one. Yeah. Yes.
They're going directly to the source. So that's added capital to those majors that they might not have otherwise been able to tap.
Absolutely. I think that market's changing as well, though it's not really my part of the food chain. I do understand that, yes, a purchaser of copper are leaving the sort of metal exchanges out of it and trying to acquire it directly from producers.
Maybe one day there'll be auctions of these projects. You know, there'll be so many potential bidders, you'll literally have to auction it off.
You never know.
Looks like we could be heading there. Obviously, copper prices have held up pretty well, slightly under $4 a pound now, but stayed up, you know, went over, hit record highs, pulled back. Now it looks like we're going up again.
I can't envision a world where copper doesn't become more valuable than it is today.
And I think that is a great point. As far as local community responding to your efforts, that goes to the recent political situation as well, where the referendum constitutional amendment was defeated. But the overall, the political and community situation there remains highly positive.
That's certainly been our experience prior to the referendum, during the referendum, after the referendum. I didn't really find our activities were hampered, or it was kind of business as usual in terms of dealing with the bureaucrats who deal with mining in the government, working with the community. That wasn't really a politicized scenario. That was more of an entrepreneurs meeting of the minds. They want to benefit from the mine. We want to find a mine and have them benefit from it. So we're all really aligned. It's a process. You know, we're dealing with sophisticated communities in Chile. They, you know, obviously there's been a lot of metal found up there. They know that they should get something good out of it. We believe they should get something good out of it if we do it. So we're all really aligned. You know, what I liked about that referendum in Chile is I'm a big fan of democracy. And, you know, that was the democratic process working the way it should. They had a referendum about something as fundamental as the, you know, the constitution of the country. There was some, it was rewritten. It was put out to the people. There's 15 different sort of states or provinces there. All of them categorically unanimously rejected the changes. So the lawmakers are gone back now. They're going to rewrite it. It was probably pushed a little left, if you will, though I don't want to wade into other countries' politics. But the people said, was that what you went too far to kind of pull it to center? Personally, I like operating in the center because that takes into the perspectives of both sides of the political spectrum. And if you can stay in the center, that means people are being reasonable.
We'll look back in a few years and we'll say this was a critical point because the country really came together and became united over its future and the integral part that mining plays in that future.
Indeed, it does. It certainly does. Yeah. I think the people there are clever enough to realize that, you know, they want to make certain that all the people in the country benefit from the resource that sort of fuels it. But they also don't want to go too far and chase away the entrepreneurs that make that happen.
And there's ample examples of that around the globe. We don't have to look too far. So it's great. They're reaffirming the basis, the pillar of their economy. And that could only be good for companies like Torque and all the other companies operating in Chile. So,
yeah. Well, you see major mining companies wanting to get in there still. So that tells you a lot as well.
Right. So effectively, we'll look back and we'll say this was a de-risking of the sector when history is finally written. Well, certainly an exciting time for Torque and for you, Sean, as well as its shareholders, both current and prospective. We will be touching base with you as things progress. We appreciate it. Just go over to Torque.com. resources.com. Sign up for notifications, tickers in Canada, TORQ, and in the US, of course, TRBMF. Sean, thanks so much for taking time out. We'll talk to you again real soon.
My pleasure. Take care, Kerry. Thank you.
The Financial Survival Network.